others. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five. The rundown tonight, we're going to be talking about Beyonce. She had a great weekend, Beachella. Kanye West, we haven't talked about him in a while, so it'll be interesting to hear what he's up to. Nicki Minaj, she's had a little bit of a time. And Starbucks, which somehow is on the show and getting blackmailed. We had a host booked for tonight. His name was Jameer Pond, so we'll see if he shows up. And Ty shall be here shortly. RealTalkLive.com. Thanks for tuning in. Dex, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing really well. I have a little story, though. So last week, we did a Q&A question, and there was a person. It was a white guy. He wrote it, and he asked us, he said basically he's in a black neighborhood and he wants to know if they can cut white hair. And like we gave him advice. And then this week, last Thursday, I got an email at work that's like, you have a photo shoot tomorrow, which is Friday. And I'm like, oh, I need to get a haircut. So I'm like, I can't go to my barber because it's 45 minutes away. Like, and I don't have time to do that. So then I'm like, okay, well, I'll go to the barbershop down the street from my apartment. So I drive down there and it's a white barbershop. And I'm like, well, whatever. I'm getting a baldy anyway. They can cut that. So I go in and the woman's like cutting this kid's hair or this guy's hair with scissors and water. And I'm like, oh, that's not going to work for me. So I get in my car and I'm like, well, what am I going to do? And I'm just like literally sitting in the parking lot in front of the barbershop like, what am I going to do? So I text my friend Vance, who is a fan of the show. So shout out to Vance. And I'm like, help me. And he tells me this barbershop to go to, which is like 20 minutes or so away. Just to give you guys a little bit of backstory, I'm from the Northeast, Philadelphia. And before that, I lived in the South. So when I went to this barbershop, which was in the hood, it was such a culture shock for me. It was a very interesting experience. Like, you had to parallel park. I've never been to a barbershop that didn't have a parking lot before. So I had to parallel park. Oh, and I'm yes. Like, I know. And I'm terrible when it comes to parallel parking. I know, whatever. But like, it was so many people sitting outside on their porch. It was a nice day outside. I've never parallel parked so perfectly in my life.
Were you nervous?
No, like, I mean, I wasn't nervous at all, but like, it was just like, I didn't want to be embarrassed. So I'm like, you better get it together, boy. So then I go inside the barbershop and I'm like, oh, do you guys take cards? And the guy's like, no, but there's a store over there. You can get cash out or whatever. Guys, literally the store was a corner store and it was on the corner. I'm like, duh. That's why they call it a corner store. So I go in there, he cuts my hair, and then he's like, you didn't buy no food in there, did you? And I was like, no. He's like, okay, cool, because we got food right here. They're like selling platters outside the barbershop. It was
What'd you get?
No, well, it was meat. I don't eat meat. So it was literally the most amazing experience ever, and I will continue to go to that barbershop.
Did you give him a tip?
During the daytime. Yeah, I always tip. Mind you, though, this cut was like $15 cheaper than my regular cut. But yeah, I'll definitely go back to this barbershop during the daytime.
All right. Tyler God, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Good to go.
Are you flossing for the Eagles? What's happening? Hold up. Why didn't you got the Super Bowl shirt?
I just have this on because I needed a black shirt under my outfit today. And this was the shirt I had on.
You don't got to explain nothing to him.
I mean, I felt it. I felt it deserved one. What's new in your hood, Ty?
Nothing much. I do want to say that I was criticized last week by my wife for having to wear my rubber bands during Bro Talk. She thinks I should take them out. And I said, I don't care about that.
Your rubber bands and your braces?
Yeah, I have to wear them. I don't care how silly I look.
Does it hurt to talk?
No, not now. It does at first. It did last week. That's why I could barely speak last week. But okay. I'm good this week.
Okay, as long as you're fine. Okay. My name is Jay. Are you guys ready to start the show?
Yes, sir.
Are we? All right. Are we taking bets on whether or not Jameer is going to show or no? I like fun things like this.
I think it's William showing. That's what I need to know.
No, William's not.
Oh, is that why Jameer was here?
Yeah, so Jameer is here. I can't wait to show replacements.
Up. Hopefully.
Not casting replacements.
No. Wishful thinking on my part, then.
You know, Jameer is great.
I guess I got to turn up and argue with Dex because William's not here.
Wishful thinking on my part and the part of the fans. I was just speaking for them.
Jameer is a friend of the show, so this isn't any shade that he wouldn't appreciate. I'm sure he's probably asleep. So about Beyonce. Beyonce, as we all know, destroyed the weekend. Thanks for giving us all the attention on our website, Beyonce. We really appreciate it. Instagram and Twitter blew up. The Queen decided to give the performance of a lifetime at Coachella. And these are some fun facts about that performance. Now, the band that was there was made up of HBCU alums from HBCUs like FAMU, Tennessee State, Alabama State, Prairie View A&M, Hampton, North Carolina A&T, Norfolk State, Bethune-Cookman, Kennesaw, C State, and more. Was there anyone from Lincoln there?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe they didn't hold auditions. I know I wasn't invited, and I was in a band, and I was drum major. I was damn good. I was in the Hall of Fame. The leader of the band was a band director at a high school in Georgia, and it was really good. Everything was excellent. Beyonce was also the first Black woman to headline Coachella, and she tributed a whole lot of her step show towards Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated with the steps and the colors. So Beyonce paying homage to Alpha Phi Alpha. There's no exact meaning known to the symbols that she had on her chest, the B, the Delta symbol, looks like that is, and the Kappa symbol. Some people are saying, you know, the B and the K are, of course, for Beyonce Knowles, and maybe the Delta symbol might be for The Rock, the ROC. So maybe
that's exactly what it is.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't get it at the time. I was trying to, like, is Beyonce going to be a Delta, or like, what's happening here? So let that go. Reportedly, she held 11-hour rehearsals. And you said what?
You know she did.
Of course she did. And 2-day workouts in order to get ready for Coachella. And she went vegan. Deck, shout out to the Vegs.
The Vegs.
And reportedly she did a nail change, which of course I didn't notice. But the craziest bit of news was that she decided to donate $100,000 total to four HBCUs. And those four HBCUs are Tuskegee, Bethune-Cookman, Xavier of Louisiana, and Wilberforce University. And one student from each school will receive this $25,000 scholarship money. So that's huge coming from Beyonce. But her mom didn't really understand whether or not her Coachella performance would actually work. She was concerned, and she said, you know, I was afraid that the predominantly white audience at Coachella will be confused by all the Black culture and Black college culture because it was something that they might not get. Her brave response to me made me feel a bit selfish and ashamed. She said that I have worked very hard to get to the point where I have a true voice. And at this point in my life and in my career, I have a responsibility to do what's best for the world and not what's popular. She said that her hope is that after the show, young people will research this culture and see how cool it is. And young people, Black and white, will listen to Lift Every Voice and Sing, please, and see how amazing the words are for us all and bridge the gap. She also hopes that it will encourage young kids to enroll in our amazing HBCUs. I stand corrected. So, guys, how do you feel about Beyonce's weekend? What was the most surprising part, the most glamorous or impressive part of her weekend for you guys?
The most impressive part was that I stayed up to 4 o'clock in the morning to watch her perform. That was the most impressive part to me.
You're right.
Also, I want to clarify something. Like,
was it 4 o'clock on the East Coast?
It started at 2 o'clock here.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it went until 4 o'clock in the morning. And at one point, I looked down at my phone when it was like towards the end, and I was like, "Wait a second, it's 4 o'clock in the morning." So that was not fun. But
you were really tired. Did you actually get tired? Because I wasn't.
No,
really
I wasn't. I mean, I took like a little nap before, but like I was more so tired the next day. Like I was exhausted the next day. I was up monitoring Instagram views all night. So like it was a very long night for me.
You didn't go to church.
No, when I woke up, it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Damn. So if that show would have happened on a Sunday, it would have been over for work. But one thing I want to point out, though, I've seen a lot of people talk about this performance, and it was a really, really good performance. One thing that really stood out to me is that the coverage of it now, people are saying like, oh, Beyonce donated money to colleges and she had a college themed performance. No, she had an HBCU themed performance and she's donating to HBCUs. I don't like the publications are omitting the fact that this is HBCU oriented. And I feel like they're doing that on purpose. Like you can't just say college. I feel like you have to say HBCU. And if you don't say it, that's a problem.
All right. Todd, I got Beyonce. Was she impressive to you?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, actually. I did not stay up late. I actually caught it the next day when I was supposed to be writing a paper. I was like, oh, let me check this out. And I didn't realize it was so long, but I stayed
very long
through the whole thing. I thought it was really good. Sometimes I'm just like amazed by the fact like you're still up there. Like, I would have been tired like that.
You know, that's what I was saying. Like I tweeted like when she was performing, I was like, beyond Serena Williams, Beyonce is the best athlete of our generation. Like her and Serena are the top two. Like they just never get tired and they're old. Like it's not like they're young. Like I'm 30 and there's no way I could do that.
And Beyonce has three kids too.
Exactly. And I got one and I'm contemplating having another one.
And her husband lasted all of 2 minutes out there and was out of breath. Just putting that out there.
Tell me about it. I think he was drunk. There had to be something wrong with it.
That style came out like that was, you know, I didn't know that the performance was that long because people kept posting the Destiny's Child moment and, you know, taking time to make fun of Michelle as usual. So I just wanted to see the performance. I'm like, oh, so I just like watched the whole thing. I'm like, oh, this is really long. Like, she was really up there. Like really up there for a very long time. And it was very entertaining, but it just baffles me. Like she's really up there. Like how long?
And she sang and you know, Shane, she wasn't like lip singing or anything like that. Like she actually,
her dancers and stuff too. Like a lot of them were up there for a long period of time as well. So like shout out to them as well.
Yeah. I just imagine like I couldn't work for Beyonce. I know it'd be an amazing opportunity, but I'd have to pass on that.
It probably wouldn't be amazing. I feel like it'd probably be less amazing than we think it would be. Because people who are like, you know, like she's on go. So like she probably has them on go. Like her kids are probably on go. Her husband obviously is not. But like her staff probably has everybody on go at all times. And it's just like, no, we just want to relax. Like, don't worry about it. Even her bodyguard. I was told that her bodyguard was like trying to like keep up with her the whole time. And it's like, I'm trying to protect you. Like, slow down.
And she just goes off and does whatever she wants. I mean, it's Beyonce, I guess, you know, millions of dollars. Shout out to her. Great performance. And I agree with Chance the Rapper, best ever Coachella performance.
You know, he had to say
we really do get a Chance the Rapper call every week, huh?
We do. Every week. That's my brother. Did y'all see the Eminem? Actually, did y'all watch anything else on Coachella? Did y'all see Eminem? He allegedly performed.
No, I missed it.
White guy with tattoos. I don't know who that was.
Right. Oh, that was Post Malone.
It was literally right before Beyonce, I think.
Oh, yeah, Post Malone.
As I was fast forwarding through to see to get through it, I like caught the tail end of some white guy. Oh, Post Malone is he's white?
Yeah, Post Malone. Yeah, he's Caucasian.
I also got an opportunity to catch Cardi B's, which unpopular opinion alert. I just think it's very tacky, like to be pregnant and dancing like that. I just don't see the purpose of it. Like I saw it and I'm just like, I get it. Like she's an entertainer and like, that's what you do or whatever. But like, I was just like, thought it for myself. Like there's no way my wife, girlfriend, relative would be up there doing that pregnant. Like that's just not an image that I want.
Well, look, Cardi B's just not, maybe she's just not for you, but that, I mean, if she's okay, if she's comfortable with it, It
doesn't mean I have to be though.
I mean, you don't have to be comfortable with it, but you don't have to take her home or anything like that. She's not yours.
Right, but I can say that I have an issue with it, And I do.
Actually, okay, that's cool.
Performance too. I actually didn't know that that was Coachella because I don't know. It just, somebody played it randomly. It just, you know, I had seen it after Beyonce, so I wasn't interested in like sitting through it because, you know.
I like Cardi's energy.
The standard had already been met on my end.
Speaking of Cardi, Nicki Minaj is in the news. She released a couple of new songs via Apple Music, and she went on Zane Lowe's show, and she talked about her relationship with Cardi B. She said, the only thing with Cardi that really, really hurt my feelings was the first interview she did after Motorsport came out. I remember when I first came in, if a female of that stature, and she pointed to herself, had done a feature with me on it, I would only be singing their praises and saying thank you. The first interview she did after Motorsport came out, it just really hurt me. She looked so aggravated and angry. The only thing she kept saying was, I didn't hear that verse. She changed her verse. And I was like, what? I remember when I first did a song with Trina for the first time. That's why till this day, I love Trina. She's the first female rapper that acknowledged me behind the scenes. You've never heard me speak ill of Trina because of that. And that's very important. And then she went on to say she went on Twitter and explained about it. And she tried to basically call Quavo. And Quavo told Nicki Minaj that he wasn't going to, you know, defend her because I'm not your girl. And she said that really hurt her feelings because people will watch her get slaughtered and not one person will step in to say the truth, and that they allow people to run with the lie because it's entertaining to make Nicki Minaj seem like a bad guy. Then she went on Twitter and further exacerbated the situation, saying, how can you say someone changed their verse and forget to say Quavo told me to remove my singing part, which I loved, and Atlantic told me to remove your name from my verse per your request. So how are those changes going to happen if I didn't change my verse? Ha ha. Nicki Day, hashtag Chung Lee, which is the name of her single. So these are some of the reactions we got from Dex. Look, Dex, look up. Ooh, look at that number. Ooh, look at that number on the screen. Shout out to everybody watching this video. 649,000 views.
And that is on the Bro Talk page. If you guys want to be a part of this, all you have to do is follow the page and you can be one of the 649,000 people.
We so popular. But yeah, we got some, these are some of the reactions we got from people talking about Quavo, saying, hey, F Quavo. Oh my God, Quavo's a pig for that. How truly macho of him. He really added LOL at the end. Very trash of him. Then Nicki decided to come back and a little bit later say that Quavo apologized. Y'all can stop torturing him now. The generous queen forgives. When he told me what y'all were doing in them comments, I fell the F out. Love you guys, though, for life. Guys, does anyone owe Nicki Minaj an apology?
I was a little bit confused by the situation. What, I don't understand what's going on.
So Nicki is upset at Cardi because Cardi won't say anything nice about Nicki because Cardi feels like Nicki changed her verse on the song Motorsport in order to make herself seem better than Cardi.
Oh, so were they all on the song together, Nicki, Cardi, and everybody?
Originally, it was Nicki and Quavo's song. And then they say Cardi got on it, and then Nicki changed her verse.
So it was the three of them, and Nicki changed her verse. And Cardi feels like,
well,
changed her verse better than her?
No. When Nicki's original verse mentioned Cardi by name, there was a line in there that said, if Cardi's the QB, I'm Nick Lombardi. Basically saying that, in my opinion, she's basically saying that Cardi's trying to get to where she's at. I think that's what Dub was saying. And like Cardi, and I think Cardi might have felt the same way about it, because if she wanted to change it, Nicki might have meant it as a compliment. She might have meant it as like shade or whatever. But at the end of the day, Cardi was like, I don't think that's appropriate. Like, can we change the nerve of Cardi saying things appropriate? So she was like, I think we should change that or whatever. So then they recommended changing. And then there was a part where she was singing on it as well. And they were like, oh, can you not do that part as well? That verse actually leaked after Nicki Minaj talked about it, go figure. And I think the verse was actually pretty good. I also do understand where Cardi's coming from, where it's like, don't say my name in there like that. Like, that's not okay. So I don't think anybody owes Nicki Minaj an apology. I think Nicki Minaj is very weird in the situation. And I think that my biggest thing with her is that when Remy Ma said you slept with Trey Songz, you immediately got on Twitter and you were like, fix this. Like, you know what I mean? You were like, Trey, like, I didn't sleep with you. You need to tell them. And like, I don't understand why in this same situation, you couldn't publicly say that didn't happen or... You know what I mean? Like, whatever the narrative about you is, you say that's not true. That didn't happen. And then the scheduling conflict was because Nicki and Cardi have the same hairstylist and the hairstylist couldn't do one person's hair or something like that. And it's just like, these things sound like excuses. It doesn't sound real. It sounds ridiculous. And Nicki, we know how controversy is. You wanted controversy to sell your new CDs.
I mean my problem with it is if they say they don't, like both of them say that, okay, I don't have beef with her, it's the fans making it up, or I don't have beef with her, it's the media making it up. If y'all don't have beef with each other, then why don't y'all just squash it? I don't understand why you're still taking shots. Like, there's a part on Nicki's song where she says, anybody could be dripping with finesse. You know, you're playing checkers, I'm playing chess, or something like that. Like, she took a shot at Cardi for no, like, if there's not beef, why are you making beef? Like, it feels like, she's denying beef but trying to invite it. So I don't get it.
Yeah. If I were her, I would ignore Nicki Minaj. Like, it's your time. And I'm not, like, the thing about female rappers is, I don't know, there's this need for it to be one at a time on top, which I don't think is necessary. I think they can both exist.
I think they should both exist.
Nicki does.
That's how Nicki Minaj is going to play it. Like, I would definitely just ignore her. Like, don't even, like, I hope she doesn't respond anymore.
Well, Cardi can't respond. I don't think Cardi cannot hang on the same level as Nicki Minaj. Like, that's a fact. And I don't think that it would be wise for her to respond to it. But at the same time, like, you can't let Nicki keep taking these shots either. Because, like, at some point, you got to be like, what is your problem?
One thing about Cardi B, her team right now is better than Nicki Minaj's team because they have her up on top. And we'll have more on that a little bit later. guys, are you interested in Kanye's new book?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Great. Kanye did an interview, and in this interview, he said the following, quote, I've got this new concept that I've been digging into. I'm writing a philosophy book right now called Break the Simulation. And I've got this philosophy, or let's say it's just a concept, because sometimes philosophy sounds too heavy handed. I've got a concept about photographs, and I'm on the fence about photographs, about human beings being obsessed with photographs because it takes you out of the now and transports you into the past or transports you into the future. It can be used to document, but a lot of times it overtakes people. People dwell too much in the memories. People always want to hear the history of something, which is important, but I think there's too much of an importance put on history. A designer told me that my wife was a master of light and I was a master of time. How to use time is equal to being someone who can cut a diamond. The ability to preserve time is more valuable than the ability to preserve a diamond because time is our most valuable resource. So using something timeless to remind us of what time is a good bar. When you walked into the room, I had been dealing with a very heavy concept this week that I couldn't get out of my head. So in summary, my thoughts exactly reflected in this tweet, Kanye's philosophy book is going to be the most incoherent crock of shit ever assembled on paper, guaranteed by. guys, are you excited to read Kanye's book?
That basically sums it up. It's going to be the most tangled up labyrinth of bullshit that you've ever heard.
Labyrinth?
I'm just very excited about, how ridiculous this book is going to be. I think I'm going to be very entertained by it.
I'm not doing it. I'm not buying this. It's like one of those things, like if you release music and it's all over the place, that's one thing because that's what we know you for. But you think I'm going to sit down and buy a book and read it when you probably wouldn't read it to yourself. No, I'm not doing that.
I think like intellectually, if I know it's stupid, right? But if I sit there and try to understand,
like it's a puzzle.
You're gonna read it and you're gonna make sense out of it. And what you come with is not even remotely what Kanye West was thinking about. Like he doesn't have a purpose, so he's gonna throw some shit out there. And then when we read over it, it's like, oh, that's what it is. And you ask him, he'll be like, I guess I don't know. I just been here for 3 days. I don't know. Like it's gonna be a joke.
Like, even that quote was like, I was so confused. I had no idea where he was going.
It was hard to follow. It makes you look at things like,
all right. And the shocking news of the day, the Billboard Awards announced.
What's the Billboard Awards?
You said, what did you say, Dax?
What is this? I don't know her.
What does a Billboard Award look like, though, so I can identify them? Seriously.
Now, that's a good question.
Wasn't the Billboard Awards that one that Ciara hosted that year?
Because it's not the Moon Man, that's MTV, right?
That's MTV. I don't know what a Billboard Award looks like.
Like, seriously, nobody knows what it looks like?
Is it like a little billboard?
Is it like a little square?
I think it's like a square or something. I know the AMA is like the Washington Monument is like a little Ku Klux Klan hat. That's the American Music Award.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. All right. Well, the Billboard Awards decided to announce their nominees for Best Female Rapper. And two of them we expected. And I'll just let you know right now, two of them, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. Ty, do you want to take a stab at who the third one is?
Who else is out right now?
Oh, my Lord. Remy Ma.
Is it her?
Remy Ma, Taylor Swift, Beyonce.
Didn't they say female rapper?
I mean, it's a Billboard Award.
Yeah, you're right.
I think Remy Ma, I guess, but she's been on music.
I think the Billboard Awards will recommend Remy, will recognize Remy Ma. The Billboard charts don't even recognize her.
Who? I don't know who it could be. What's that other lady's name?
SZA.
SZA?
No, the white lady from, everybody says she looked like the person from White Chicks. Who's that lady? What's her name?
Iggy Azalea?
Yeah.
She's released nothing.
You're close. Are you ready? It is Bad Baby.
Oh, Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Oh, is that who that is?
That is her.
Is she rapping?
Now, when she wins.
She got nominated.
Now, when she wins.
For Best Female Rap.
Numbers, right? So, if she wins, it wouldn't be like crazy. Cause it'll be means that she just did the numbers, right?
No, it doesn't mean she. I mean, it's a vote. It's not just to the highest sales. There's a committee.
But nobody.
People are alarmed that she made it because, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if a. Do you know a Bad Baby song? I don't. I think I've heard a freestyle maybe on YouTube, but I don't. There's not a song on radio.
No, there's. I didn't hear it on radio, but on YouTube, I did see this video of her, and it's actually a really good video. Actually, the song isn't that bad either. I don't remember how it goes, but I know she's wearing white in it. And she's like walking around LA or something like that. And the song is actually, it's catchy.
But isn't Billboard a reflection of not only sales, but radio? Yeah, she
hasn't charted anywhere.
Yeah, so she's not charting. Yeah, exactly. So if you're not charting, then how are you up for a Billboard Award? When, okay, like say like Remy Ma, she has charted this year. I mean, I won't say she's charted super high, but she's charted.
But did she chart higher than this young lady?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, then it doesn't make sense.
My Christmas single from a couple years ago charted higher than this one young lady has.
Hell, Tink just released something and that just charted higher than this girl. There's a lot of female rappers out here right now. Well, maybe not a lot.
But I was watching Love and Hip Hop the other day.
And yeah.
Like, I see a lot of people saying, like, I'm releasing a song that's a banger. And I'm like, where is this music coming? Like, do these people actually have music?
Apple Music.
You have to search for it. It's not like on the radio.
I mean,
hashtag Music Monday. Who is that girl? Who is that hard girl? Remember that girl I posted a couple of weeks ago? She was like stomping around in Vegas. Oh, she looked rough. I can't remember what her name was. I have to find it.
It was a Young M.A.?
It was the same week that I did that Young M.A. one.
Oh. Well, Young M.A. tried to hire her too. She actually could have been considered.
Yeah, Young M.A. could have been nominated. All right.
Yeah, I wonder why she. Anyway, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Moving on. Racist, time for the best part. Well, the most sad part of the show where we identify our racism. We all know about this story. Starbucks is under fire. People are protesting Starbucks across the country because two black men were arrested and escorted out of a Philadelphia area Starbucks on Thursday after the staff called the police to report that they refused to leave. Now, the men hadn't ordered anything and reportedly waiting for a business associate to arrive. The staff reportedly called 911 because Starbucks, quote, does not allow non-paying people from the public to come in and use the restroom, which is the most bogus lie in America. It all happened.
Anything in there.
Exactly. Plenty of times I've gone to Starbucks and sat down and not said a word to anyone.
And use their Wi-Fi.
Absolutely. I'll bust out my laptop in Starbucks in a minute and it buy a thing.
The reason this came about is because this woman, Missy DiPino, said, Starbucks, the police were called because these men hadn't ordered anything. They were waiting for a friend to show up who did as they were taking out in handcuffs for doing nothing. All the other white people are wondering why it's never happened to us when we do the same thing. Starbucks, for their part, immediately released this apology, saying we apologize to the two individuals and our customers and are disappointed this led to an arrest. We take these matters seriously and clearly have more work to do when it comes to how we handle incidents in our stores. We are reviewing our policies and will continue to engage with the community and the police department to try to ensure these types of situations never happen in any of our stores. A very corporate response from Starbucks Coffee. The CEO also spoke to the gentleman who happened to be real estate brokers. And he personally spoke to them and apologized, they reported. And Starbucks has since announced today that they will close all of their stores nationwide on May 29th for a racial bias education training. So it will be mandatory for all employees to undertake this training, and it will be led. The training will be led by I think some people that were associated with the NAACP. I think I read Eric Holder, I think, is also involved. So, yeah, guys, how do you feel about this story? Does Starbucks do enough to rectify the blunder here by one of their store employees?
For me, that's like one of those things, like, I don't think you could ever do enough to rectify it because that's a mindset. You know what I mean? Like you can't have people like that working in society. Like it's 2018 now. What makes you think that like stuff like that is okay, period, to do? Like, how did you not think that this would blow up in your face? How did you not like look at these men and see that they were African-American men and think like maybe calling the police officers on them is not a wise decision? Like, how do you not look at the news every single day and see these young black people being killed for no reason? And instead of being a solution, you decide to be a part of the problem. I just don't get it. And I don't think there's any way that Starbucks can rectify the situation. You can fire her, but like, there's too many people in this world that are like that. And I guess you can only start with what you can start with. But at the end of the day, no, nothing that they can do is going to rectify this situation. That shouldn't have happened.
I mean, first of all, Starbucks did not fire her. They're hiding her somewhere. Like, they just moved her to another store. So there's no...
I think Starbucks released a statement saying that they did fire her.
No, they moved her. They said she's no longer working at that store. They moved her. They transferred her somewhere else.
That's unfortunate.
Number one. Number two, the CEO, or whoever he was, got up and he basically said, this is not her fault. It is my fault because of the policies that we have. And I'm trying to think to myself, like, what policy does Starbucks have? Because people are in there, like, sometimes you buy something, sometimes you don't. But people are in Starbucks all the time, just, like, studying, people are just chilling there all the time. So what policies do they have that says,
paying? What was interesting is that it happened over here, too. Did you hear about, like, the thing that just came out, like, yesterday?
That it didn't get as much wave until now. But it happened prior to
exactly. But it's like an exact same situation. Like, it's just weird.
Sometimes it does baffle me when stuff like that happens in Philadelphia. It's like, I expect that in some places, but in Philadelphia, like, it's like kind of weird because, you know, everybody's here and
right.
It's Philadelphia. Like, you just kind of don't encounter that stuff that often in businesses anyway. It's like kind of strange.
I agree with that 100%. When I initially saw this story, I sent it to Jason, like, oh, look at this story or whatever. I had no idea that was in Philadelphia. And like, when I saw that it was here, it was like, really? Like, not that we're like a city that's like above like racism and stuff like that. Yeah. I just feel like people in Philadelphia just, first off, they know not to try it. Like, that's one. And then two, I just feel like we just have like a little bit more common sense than some of these other places. Like, this is something that you expect from Florida. But I will say though, what I will say though about Philadelphia is that, like, I don't think that other people of different races would have really stepped up in other cities and in other states. Like in Philadelphia, it was like people who are white, they were like, look, this is a problem. We're stepping up and we're saying something about this, which I think is the only reason why these guys are actually getting attention and stuff like this for this positive on the boys' end, because of those people in the restaurant never spoke up and never said anything. This would have been another situation of African-Americans just getting arrested for no reason.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, story is definitely something that we're going to have to keep watching. It's interesting to see whether or not Starbucks will actually get hurt from this as far as, you know, their stocks and stuff like that, revenue. I doubt it, but we'll see. Okay, so this is a new part of the show, as if we need another segment in this show. But, you know, I feel like we always weigh you guys down with the racism. So I just want to give you like a nice inspiring story to kind of wrap it up. About blacks, because, you know, we matter. A 26-year-old Nigerian choreographer started something called Dream Catchers, whereas she invites children to live with her and her parents in their 3-bedroom apartment. In exchange for attending school during the day, she rehearsed dance routines with the kids at night. But she began to have financial difficulties to the point where there was no food. So she decided to put some of the dances out on social media. And then people like Rihanna and Naomi Campbell were posted some of it. And now they've started to perform and do concerts and stuff like that. And now she says that food's no longer a problem and everything's great. So shout out to this girl, CA, or this young lady, I should say, CA Aloyo, I'm messing this all up. Aloyola.
Let's give it up.
You can see it. look her up. The dance company is called Dream Catchers Nigerian Dancers. So yeah, check that out. Shout out to her.
There are a lot of companies called Dream Catchers.
I know, it's a popular, I guess, little theme there. Time for Q&A, Ty.
Time for Q&A, which is a great part of the show, because you all get to really listen to our life experience to where it's been.
So selfish.
First up, topic number one, my friends are my enemy friends too. Topic number two, work kitchen. Topic number three, Spy Kids, which I think is a really important topic that I really want to do because it made me feel some type of way. Anyway, topic number four, telling my ex's business.
So you said definitely three?
I think three is important. Now, obviously, I'm going to let you guys choose whichever one you want.
I think one might be good.
I mean, they're all pretty even.
All right, you guys pick two then.
So you said one, I said three. So let's just do one and three.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, let's do one first. This one might be a little bit easier. This is an update one. You guys always want updates. Someone finally responded.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, fellas. I'm not sure if you all remember me, but I wrote in before about planning a trip to Vegas with my girlfriend and putting the trip on my card, only to find out she didn't book. Oh, I remember this. She didn't book her flight until I was already checked into the hotel. Well, we haven't spoken since then, and of course, she didn't pay me back like you all said. But now I'm back dealing with another issue with her. So she said, wait a minute, I thought she didn't see her. Anyway, so she and I have a few mutual friends, and they have tried to remain friends with us both. It's been okay, but now I'm ready to tell the girls to pick a side. What would you do? I don't think that's appropriate. Do you guys think that's appropriate?
Yeah.
You do? I do.
Yeah, because like, if me and you, if we have a falling out or whatever, and it's over something like stupid or small or whatever, like then it's like whatever, like you can still be friends with the other people, like that's no big deal. But like you snake, like you had me go to a different state, spend my money or whatever, telling me that you're gonna be there. And remember, like she said she called the girl or something like that. Like I forgot how she found out, but it was a random way she found out.
It was like really weird. Like she was like saying she was on the way, like don't need to pick me up. I'm gonna find my whole way there. And then like she didn't tell her until she was already there that she was.
Yeah. Like to me, like first of all, I wanna fight you. And like we can't be friends. And then like I don't trust. If we have a situation like that, like we both, there's two sides to every story. So I would look at it like, what exactly is she telling the other girls about me? That's one. And then two, like, why would you even want to be friends with somebody that would do that to somebody, period? So I think you're right to say pick a side.
So if Jason, if Dex and I had a falling out and we said pick a side, where you at?
I just would stop probably talking to both of you guys. cut my losses. Because I don't like drama. You guys know me. I avoid drama at all costs. So if
no, you
don't. Yes, I absolutely do. If something seems like it's going to get in my way, I move right on out the way. And
you started. What are you talking about?
You said I do what?
You started.
It was one of those tricksters that like spins a big web and then backs up out of it.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
That's what you do. What do you mean?
Question number three.
Oh, also, I got a message that said they want question number four as well. So maybe if we have time, we can.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, my iPad is my head when I do an iPad and I can't see. Y'all know I can't see. Hi, guys. I've only been listening to the show starting this season, but I like you your views and plan to continue to listen. My boyfriend, that's nice. I have been, which is awesome. I need to acknowledge that. We appreciate it. My boyfriend and I have been in an interracial relationship for 3 years, and I have lived together for two. Our relationship isn't perfect, but I love him. I have never cheated on him, but I have lied to him in the past. He, of course, inevitably discovered my lies. I lied because he has a tendency to be a little possessive and jealous. In no way do I think I was justified in lying, but I do wish sometimes he would have a little more understanding about why I felt uncomfortable telling him the truth. I wasn't up to anything bad. I just didn't feel like dealing with the argument. I do regret my actions, especially since I feel like I broke our relationship. I kind of understand that, but anyway. Cut to this past weekend where he had to travel out of state for work. He asked me if I had gone out at night, and I told him no. I found out later that he had actually been taping me, so he could confirm, in fact, that I had been home. The question is, am I allowed to be upset that he was secretly monitoring
me? Am I allowed to be upset?
Because you lied. Yeah, that's a good question. Come on, Ty, finish
it up. I'm having a hard time processing it because, on one hand, I know I have screwed up in the past, but on the other hand, it feels messed up. I keep wavering between feeling like I deserve this and feeling like I don't. I broke the trust between us and I want him to trust me eventually again, but this just doesn't feel like the right way to build up trust. Is my relationship over or am I supposed to be okay with this stuff because this is his way of learning to trust me again? I thought that was an interesting question that we could really tackle. I'll let you guys go first.
It won't take long. Leave.
I don't understand.
That's very
That crazy. Is astounding to me that you think that you could somehow justify that as being okay.
It's very creepy and it's very illegal. Leave.
I am.
It's not okay.
I'm glad we're all on the same page because when I read this question, literally I did not read any other question that came this week because I was absolutely like beside myself. I could not believe it. And the way she was saying, like, you know, do I deserve this? Nobody deserves that. That is a very, 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 like, it reminds me of the guy who was living in the attic last week. Like, that's that level stuff. Like, we're not doing that.
If he can't, if you did whatever you did, if he can't trust you and move on from it, like normally, then the relationship's done. Like, you can't tape me. Like, I mean, that's not okay.
Situations, people lie to each other. People do it all the time and they get caught And it's like, you know, whatever doesn't make you a bad person. And that one lie that you told should not change the course of your relationship that much if you guys had a strong foundation, especially if it was one of those things where it's like, I don't feel like arguing. So I lied about it. I got caught. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's move on. Like, we're not about to start taping me and trying to call to confirm, like, I'm going to see if you're going to lie again. So I taped you. If you like, what? Like, no, that is not okay. Like, in any way, shape, or form. And I really do think your relationship is over. We tell people that a lot. Do you guys realize that? Like, we tell people their relationships are over a lot. Like, if you play it back, even like a Donald Trump, relationship's over, your relationship's over, your relationship. But anyway, your relationship.
I mean, if you have to ask.
And if you have to ask, that's right. Your relationship is over. And I do think that you should separate, move out, and at least start again, date slowly. But that violation of your privacy is way more than any lie you could have told. And I don't think that in any way, your lie justifies his behavior in any way. Like, that's not okay.
Absolutely. All right. You want to do this fourth one that someone said they wanted to do this, or?
Sure. It's up to you, bro. You're producing this.
I think we have a little bit of time.
Let's roll.
Four.
Telling my ex's business.
What responsibility for discretion does a gentleman have for former romantic partners? I had a 4-year relationship with a woman that ended several years ago. We have remained friends and talked every few months. We both know more than a few things about each other's relationships, both before and after we were a couple. Mm-hmm. When I talk about feelings and relationships with a woman who I date, I sometimes want to use events from my ex's life for examples to help explain. Part of me does not want to share things that my ex might justifiably believe are not the business of my new partner. But part of me feels bad about withholding information from my new partner. Where do I draw the line?
I think you shouldn't tell nobody's business. I think you could tell situations without telling somebody whose business it is. Like, you don't have to say, oh, my ex Shakina, or, you know what I'm saying, my ex Laquana, or, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to say specific
names. Those are actually names of Jason's exes, by the way.
Why don't judge me? I'm cultured. But yeah, I feel like you can divulge things while still keeping it semi-anonymous. Like, you know, there's a way to be discreet.
I'm like, what type of things he wants to say that he can't say? Like that, I mean, if you feel like you shouldn't say it, then don't say it. I don't know. I haven't gone into a whole bunch of, oh, I did this person, I like this person, she did this, she did that. Like, I don't feel like our relationship was based on that. So I'm more of a let's move forward type of person. Like, what are we doing? Not like, what did that person do? Like, I'm not really that type of person. So I don't care much of anything about other people. So I don't think you need to either. It works out fine.
I agree.
All right, cool. Let's move. Just a time.
We don't have time, so we're going to move past this one.
Ty, you want to say your little spiel?
About how you pushed this on us and forcing us to do this when we don't want to?
No, like how they didn't send their questions in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Send your questions to rosalive.com. /questions. We will answer your wonderful questions. I hope your question will make the trouble. You have to tune in.
Amen. Jizza Time. It's part of the show where we will play a little game called the Match Game PM. Copyright.
I'm not here to balance out me and Dex not knowing a lot of this information.
You say what?
Like, these types of things don't balance out well because Dex and I don't know a lot of this information.
We'll literally only know these things if it's things that they cover on Jeopardy, since he's an old lady anyway. So we might be okay this time.
All right. So here's the game. So the top row, the stories are about these guys. So we have on the top row, we have Meek Mill, we have Lil Bow Wow, we have Dex's favorite, Colin Kaepernick. and we have Mariah Carey. On the bottom row, we have Chris Brown. We have, what's this guy's name? I can't even remember right now. We have a bottle of Stella Artois, and we have the New England Patriots owner, Robert Kraft. The fourth guy we have is the Seattle Seahawks owner. I can't remember his name right now. But yeah, so we have to match who goes with what, which story goes with who, and then we pick which two that you want to hear about, because the other two, you guys might not want to. So who does Meek Mill go with? Is it Chris Brown, the Seattle Seahawks owner? Is it Stella Artois, or is it Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots?
I would say Meek Mill goes with the guy whose name you don't know.
The Seattle Seahawks guy?
Yeah.
All right, Ty, you said Robert Kraft?
Mm-hmm.
Dex, do you want to switch? We don't have a tiebreaker. Okay, I'll go with Robert Kraft. Let's put him there. So Lil Bow Wow. Who was Lil Bow Wow associated with this week? Is it Chris Brown?
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Then again, there's liquor involved. Oh, never mind.
There's liquor.
For Chris Brown. Bow had that line.
Mariah Carey, is it she with the beer, or is she with the Seattle Seahawks owner?
He's with definitely the liquor.
Oh my gosh, Dexter. You're so rude. And Seattle Seahawks owner with Colin Kaepernick. All right, so you guys actually got all these right. Good job. I'm really impressed. Which two do you want to hear about?
Bow Wow and Chris Brown. I want
to hear about three stories I'm interested in, actually.
Well, you got to pick two.
I want to know about Colin Kaepernick, but I'm also interested in this beer.
In this beer.
My camera's always drinking something. What do you mean?
But some stories that, like, I heard her best friend was suing her, like, a lot of stuff. Then she, like, told all these people that...
Wait,
she,
I have a story about her coming up in the BS report, too.
Oh, I don't want to say anything then, because I heard some crazy...
All right, well, then let's not even do that one, then. Then let's just do Colin Kaepernick and do the Bow Wow.
All right, works for me.
That way we don't ruin Dex's BS report. Bow Wow, Lil Bow Wow... refuses to retire like he told us he would. He's still releasing music. He has a new song out called Drunk Off Ciroc. Dex, you look so unenthused. In which he says the following quote, "I skipped the show just so I could see you, Chris. Day ones, me and you been through a lot of shit. No matter what, you gonna always be my little brother. It kills me when we in public, we ain't speaking to each other. This shit crazy. Oh, my fault, Brown. This shit brazy. We grown men. Let's turn this shit around."
Jason,
is this
what Chris Brown was like? What are you talking about?
Yeah, Chris Brown went on J Room's comments and said, "I'm confused. You good, bro?"
This is first off, this is those drugs. One. And then two. This is like, remember when Eminem made that song Stan?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Chris, you better be careful, Bow Wow. I got a crush on you. This is him shooting his shot.
It's very creepy. Like, I just thought
it was a very strange thing to do.
It's very random. Why are you just rapping about Bow Wow and songs? I mean, maybe you just need friends, but just call somebody. It's a little less embarrassing. All right, the other one you guys wanted to hear about was... was it Mariah Carey? Oh, no, Dexter, you had that guest report.
I don't think it's this, though, so I would like to hear that.
All right. I'm Ryan the Bear.
Well, it might be.
There's been a lot of Mariah Carey.
I guess I'm going to be crap out of luck then.
All right. Well, the beer thing is because her the woman who's suing her, his name is Stella. Her name is Stella Bolchinikoloff. Did I do it, Dex? Did I steal it?
A nice reach. You reached all the way across the aisle.
You like is that why you did that? Because the beer in her name?
Yeah, the beer is Stella.
That's what I was talking about when she got her friend fired. She fired her friend. Now her friend's suing her.
Dex, is this your BS report?
No.
Oh. Okay, well, this woman is saying that Mariah Carey... used to walk around naked in her presence and will perform sexual acts in front of her. She also said that Mariah Carey is addicted to alcohol, prescription pills, and marijuana. And she says that Mariah Carey's revelation that she's bipolar was misleading, because the reason that she's in this position is because she refused to take her medicine, which doesn't negate the fact that she is bipolar. That's all she said. But this is interesting because someone else, the former head of a company that provides security for Mariah Carey, said similar things about Mariah Carey walking around naked, exposing herself and performing sexual acts with the intent that they would be viewed by him. So this isn't the first time that this accusation has been made about Mariah Carey. Guys, interesting. Mariah, of course, has denied it. Her publicist has said that this is absolutely ludicrous and ridiculous.
Of course they did.
Do you think this has anything to do with Mariah's revelation?
No, but I did hear that she was like pretending she was attending a dinner party with like
No. Accent. That's the one.
Oh, okay. We're going to have more on that later. Okay.
More on that later.
Details at 11.
Crazy as hell. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I wish her the best. I mean, I hope she gets her medication. I mean, it's weird because I went back and I've watched, you know, on Twitter that everybody's posting the old clips of Mariah Carey on TRL and when she was acting weird with Carson Daly and stuff like that.
That was the liquor. That was the liquor that time.
Well, okay. And Tom, when her publicist had to basically snatch the mic out of her hand.
That was the pills and the potions.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because she was bipolar and depressed.
No. Just the wine. Just dropped.
Well, it's just weird watching all that stuff and just knowing that maybe she was going through this the whole time. So, yeah. Okay, I wish her the best.
I want my hair to stick around.
And Bill's just mad because he feels like he's a doctor and he diagnosed this years ago, but he's just mad because he's blocked on Twitter for some reason.
He'll bring it up every week and he would if he was here.
Because he's blocked on Twitter by Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Time for Dex's BS report. More Mariah Carey starting right now.
So as Ty alluded to, in 2016, it's coming out that Mariah Carey actually believed that she was getting ready to attend a dinner party with Michael Jackson, Prince, and Whitney Houston, all of which had passed by the time. And the people, they first thought she was joking. Then they were like, no, this is really an issue because she started bringing out her good china. No word on if Amy Winehouse was invited to that dinner in Florida.
What? Hold up. Where is the rest of the story? I need further details.
Yeah, but I mean, they
thought she was joking.
Yeah.
So she started, like, she was, like, dressed up in an all-white gown. Like, she was dead serious. She had, like, a crown on. They were really scared of her. Like, she was dead serious.
Oh, my God.
And she admitted to the hospital for that as well.
Wow.
In Florida.
We got to pray for Mariah.
Yeah, we do. In Florida, one of my favorite places to visit, there was a woman who was stopped by the cops. And when the cops stopped her, they said she looked a little dazed and confused. And they were like, what's wrong with you? Have you been doing any drugs? The woman said no. The cops then noticed a powdery substance on her lap. And the woman was like, I don't know what that is. They didn't look into the woman's purse, which was open. And there was cocaine in the woman's purse. They asked her. They told her, like, you know, obviously there's cocaine there. We have to take you in. The woman maintains that she had no idea how the cocaine got there. She said, I do tend to drive with my windows open, and it has been windy, so I think the cocaine blew out of the air and just fell into my purse. Like, the woman, she, like I said, she maintains her innocence, and she's set to see her day in court soon.
That's a possibility. It was really windy.
Super windy, that a brick of cocaine just falls into your purse.
Those lady.
And finally, there's a 28 year old man who has 23 kids. The reason he has 23 kids baffles him, and it also baffles us as well. The reason why I'm so baffled by it is because this man believed that, you know, if he only has sex at night, his sperm is asleep. When people start to pop up pregnant, he's like, I don't think I'm the father of this child. I'm not really sure what's going on with this. Like, I can't have kids because I only have sex at night. They ask him, does he have sex unprotected? He says yes, because he knows for a fact that his sperm is asleep. And they ask him, how does he know? He said, I normally do it with the light off, and I've never seen it before. So that means it has to be asleep. It's invisible. It's not really happening. They told him, like, what's next for his life? He said, I have no idea. I only have a high school education, and now I'm expected to feed 23 mouths. And that has been Dex's BS report for the week.
So guys, never underestimate the power of anything that you do, because this guy was able to impregnate 23 women. Maybe not 23 separate women.
He just had 23 kids. They didn't say
he was able to impregnate women 23 times.
They didn't say how many baby mothers he got.
You can be dumb as bricks and still get whatever girl you want. That's it. You know, that's inspiring, right?
With the lights off.
With the lights off. You're right. All right. Ty, you have anything to say?
About that stupid mess? No.
Damn. All right. Time for seats. Dex, the one. You want to introduce this one?
All right. Time for seats. This is the segment that has been brought on by Brandy. Brandy, who actually we just posted on the Bro Talk page in concert on Friday. Brandy before did this show in Africa, I believe it was, something like that. And it's supposed to be a surprise performance. She came out to the crowd and there was no one there. There was no one in there. So we decided to help Brandy fill out those seats by giving people who deserve seats. Do you guys have any seats for the week?
That was an excellent explanation.
Yeah, I like that.
William could never.
We might have to rename the segment Seats by Dex.
Seats by Dexter.
No, he's about to give me assassinated. I better stop. So I'll give a quick seat. It's just, so we talked about this at the beginning of the show about Beyonce and how she did an amazing job at the at Coachella or Beachella, as it's gonna be called now. And I think she did do a great job. But the next day I woke up and the first thing that I saw was this beehive people. They were saying the first thing that I saw was they said God could never. And it's like, we love Beyonce. But like, you don't need to compare her to God, and you don't need to compare her to Michael Jackson either. Like, this is like, stop it. Like, everyone has their own lane, and it is okay to say Beyonce is great. It is okay to say Michael Jackson is great. It is not okay to compare either one of those people to God. It is just be mindful of what you're saying out of your mouth and be respectful.
That's about saying be respectful. Ultimately, like that's
the fact that is be respectful.
Stay respectful. I have a seat. Ty, do you have one?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So I have a seat. And you guys remember, well, you don't remember, Jason. It's always warm where you are. But it was really warm, I think, last weekend. Like, really nice. Everybody was out. I even went for a jog. Like, it was, like, the best day ever, right? And so I'm going to Whole Foods, and I see this woman. She has her top down. I'm hyped because my car has a sunroof. So I have, like, you know, stick my hand out, like, woo. So she has her whole top down. She has this nice car. She's driving. And I'm looking, and I'm like, Nicole. She's like, what? I'm like, that bitch is driving on the wrong side of the street. Like, what the hell are you doing? Like, you cannot be, like, top down, screaming loud, money ain't a thing, driving down the wrong side of the street. Like, that was dangerous, and you're going to die.
You can't if the cocaine fly into your purse.
Like, maybe cocaine flew into her purse because she's, like, speeding down the wrong side of the street about to kill people. So that's my seat. I'm sitting her down. I'm staying her up out of that car and then sit her down somewhere else because that's ridiculous. I mean, read signs. I don't know.
All right. My seat is going to go to ABC because they decided to push out the fact just weirdly that Wanda Sykes is the lead writer on this Roseanne show, and that somehow makes the Roseanne character and the Roseanne show less offensive and racist because of that, because the lead writer
is not racist.
Yeah, I'm not saying the show is racist.
He might be,
but it's trashy. But you know what I'm saying? Everyone's all offended because Roseanne has the show now, and people are mad saying, oh my God, Roseanne has a platform. And I understand it's 2018. Why are we still giving people with these ideas platforms? Because people are proud of the show. And, you know, People have a right to have a show. We have Black-ish, and I'm very proud that we have Black-ish. I'm very grateful that ABC allows Black-ish to air, although they had a little incident a couple of weeks ago where they wouldn't air this special episode about, you know, Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. But, you know, there's a balance, and I feel like Roseanne has been gone long enough, and there is a percentage of Americans that enjoy the show. If you don't like it, you don't have to watch it. That doesn't mean that it doesn't have to necessarily air. So,
and you should watch it. You should at least give it a shot before you hear the Donald Trump narrative or that she supports him and you like reject it. Like, it's actually a really good show. I like it.
I also don't think it was necessary though for ABC to have to announce that Wanda Sykes is the lead writer. I mean,
at all.
I felt it's like it was unnecessary.
That had nothing to do with it. What day does Roseanne come on now?
Tuesdays.
Oh, can't watch it.
Broke it up. It comes on before us. It comes on before we come on.
Oh. Well, y'all could prep. All right. Do you guys have any announcements you want to give? Any shout outs? Anything like that?
Just a quick shout out. Shout out to everyone who's watching the show and who's been tweeting and texting us about it. Shout out to Will as well. He's been tweeting and texting us. He's not very happy that I said he could never deliver like me. But that's that. No, and also shout out to Mina. Say what? Mina just won a Gracie Award in journalism. I'm super excited for her. And last week, Mina has a podcast called Mina's House, which I was a guest on last week. So after you finish listening to Bro Talk Live, like, look up Mina's House so you can hear me again.
Amen.
I wonder.
Shout out to Marion and her LLC, Hotep LLC, holding on to exceptional people. She always supports Bro Talk, so I just want to put her out there and let you guys know that if you want to support her and her ventures, this exceptional venture that she has going on at Hotep LLC, it's not necessarily the Hotep that you're thinking about. So check it out. Tadaga, what up?
Just want to shout out everybody who supports us after all these years. Because we do have a lot of fun doing the show, and we're glad that people can just have fun with us. This is like my ninth set since we began the show.
And your best one.
Oh, you guys like that? too. But when you see it change, you'll know that had a real come up. So that's how you know, like, I've made it. So once you see this set change, like, it's going down.
Amen. All right. Don't forget, guys, subscribe to us on our various social media channels, like this on YouTube, like our post on Facebook during the week. We have Woman Crush Wednesday tomorrow. Were you saying, Ty?
I really love the page. Like, they need to check that out. Like, I'm a fan of our own page.
Isn't it awesome?
I vote on it every week. Like, it's just good.
It's consistent, too. So that's really good. Women Crush Wednesday tomorrow, I'm headed by Dex. Throwback Thursday, headed by me. We're going to start doing something on Fridays in the weekend, I guess. And, you know, we're going to have recaps of the show. So don't forget that. Podcast drops tomorrow. This has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. Shout out to Jameer. Shout out to Bill. Hopefully those guys are safe and sound. You guys have any last words?
No.
All right, cool.
Because Jameer never came. You know, he's a good friend of ours.
You know. Oh, he did text me that he didn't. Whatever.
What up? Breaking news.
Well, I mean, like.
Breaking news. We still love
you. This is
Jameer. Good night.
We out.